in the river. In the following video, a man was out canoeing alone down by the Santa Fe River in Florida, when he notices a submerged SUV in the water that looked like it had been there for a long time. So he reports the missing vehicle's location and decides to record while he waits. Little did he know, he would capture something chilling. Take a look.
I don't know if anybody can see this or not, but I just reported it. That's a car in the river. That is an SUV. Look at this. Completely, fully submerged. It honestly looks like a Kia Soul. Can you guys see that?
Dad, pay attention. You're swimming to the edge.
As he passed by the SUV, we can see on the reflection that there is nobody on board the canoe, besides the man recording. However, the voice of a little boy can be heard talking close by in the middle of the river. The man who uploaded the footage also states that he didn't hear the voice. Shortly afterwards, divers come onto the scene and begin hooking the submerged vehicle to prepare to pull it out of the water, when something strange is captured again.
Here it comes now, a white Kia Soul.
As the car is pulled out of the water, the man recording notices something creepy and zooms in. What looks like the figure of a person can be seen moving around in the back seat. But when they searched the car, they found nothing strange inside. Here's where things get weirder, because later on, investigators confirmed that the vehicle had been reported stolen in Columbia County, which suggests that it had been missing for quite some time before they discovered it in the river. Not only that, but a young boy was killed during the theft, which could be related. Could this figure in the back seat, along with the strange voice heard on the canoe, be that of the young boy? Let me know down below. The Barracks. On May the 21st of 2010, a terrifying incident occurred with a soldier stationed in a military barracks over in Iraq. The soldier was left so shaken up that he refused to stay in this room again and immediately submitted a request to his sergeant for a room swap. He had been staying in this room at the barracks for a very long time, and it's not the first time something strange has happened. The soldier was recording a vlog video of himself telling his family and girlfriend back home how much he misses them, so he can send it to them later, when all of a sudden something terrifying is captured.
Alright, so this is my first video log, just kind of giving a shout out back home, letting everybody know I love them, I miss them. Mom, Will, I really wish I could be home with y'all. I really, really, really miss home. I hate being here. Trish, I love you. I wish I could be home with you too. I know we...
A piece of clothing on the bed moves, and then the wardrobe violently slams open on its own. Frightened and confused, the soldier sees nothing in the closet. Then he looks around the room and sees something creepy in front of him, causing him to run out instantly and slam the door shut behind him. According to his personal statement submitted to the sergeant, he heard a voice, and when he turned back around, he saw a shadow hovering in front of the wall, which caused him to run away. We can also hear something moving inside the room after he ran out and slammed the door shut. Many soldiers from the same barracks did tragically lose their lives, so it could very well be that the room is now haunted. Let me know what you think. Cave Encounter. A man named Jacob was out dirt biking down a trail in the woods when he stumbled across some unusual rock formations and then noticed a trail of bones, so he decided to follow them, which led him to a chilling encounter. Watch closely.
I got a pretty good idea. I can see some stuff up here by these rock formations, so it's possible that it could be over here. We may never know though until we check. I had to drive quite a bit away to go to my buddy's house, and then it was a bike ride away to get to where I'm at right now. There's just a bunch of bones scattered. It's like a trail just leading me. That was a bone I just broke. Bro, is that my fork? What? Hello?
Help.
Why is that?
Help.
Hello? What the hell? Bro, I don't care about my bike. Hello? Is anybody there? I don't know, dude. Am I just hearing things? Hello? What the f- Yep, nope, I'm good.
Whew. As he follows the trail of bones, he discovers a small cave entrance, and a creepy voice calling out for help can be heard coming from within. Freaked out by the voice, Jacob decides to go back and throw a bone inside to see what happens. And a few seconds later, the bone shoots back out. Not wanting to stick around and find out what's inside, he makes the wise decision to just get out of there and leave the motorbike part he found behind. Was something in the woods trying to lure him inside the cave? As always, I'll let you be the judge. If you have any video recommendations, you can send them over to depthsofdespairbusiness@gmail.com or tag us on TikTok at depthsofdespairyt. The Visit. On November the 3rd of 2024, a woman named Donna was visiting her family's house, which is located two whole floors above a restaurant that they own. So when she visits the place, she often finds herself alone in the house while her family is down below, attending to the restaurant. She's always had a feeling that she's not alone whenever she's in the house, and occasionally she would hear small strange sounds, but would attempt to rationalize them. However, on one day, while she was doing her makeup, she started hearing more sounds and decided to record it to see what she captures. It doesn't end well.
Bueno, me puse a grabar porque estoy escuchando cosas. Entonces, el rímel. Thank you. Me manché. Me manché un poco. Uy, quedaron súper bonitas. Abajo también. No entiendo por qué. Me hago rápido y me voy. Es que chicos, yo estoy sola. Voy a ver. Voy a ver. Sí, la verdad no sé. No sé por qué es así. Pero bueno, voy a acabarme de hacer rápido. Pero el pelo.
Strange sounds can be heard, and then out of nowhere her nose starts bleeding. But when she hears footsteps and answers the door, there's nobody there. But things get even creepier, because shortly afterwards she finishes drying her hair, and as she starts combing it, something horrifying happens.
Como que me voy así peinada.
The doorknob can be seen twisting and being unlocked from the outside. But as she rushes to check who's there, she sees no one. Immediately after returning back inside, strange loud sounds can be heard. This time inside the house. Terrified, Donna just runs out the door and goes outside, not wanting to return to the place anytime soon. Many viewers believe that by opening the door when it was moving on its own, she may have welcomed something inside, which would explain the noise in the house that scared her out. Getting a nosebleed during the paranormal is definitely a scary sign, but as always, I'll let you draw your own conclusions. It follows. A man named Mike had been hearing strange noises in the evening within his office at work, after everybody else had left. This started out with strange little sounds, and now he hears voices. So one day, he decides to record after hearing it.
De repente se escuchan cosas raras ya cuando todos se van, ya no hay nadie. De repente se escuchan ruidos como voces. A ver si ahorita sí.
The voice of a boy can be heard, but Mike works in a secure building that isn't accessible to anyone other than its staff members. So just how would this boy get in? A few days later, strange things start to happen at Mike's home. Late one night, he begins to hear sounds at home.
¿Recuerdan el video de la oficina donde se escuchaba un niño diciendo "yo soy malo"? Pues parece que me traje esa madre. Chequen esto.
Es la segunda vez que se escucha que están tocando. Mira, están toqui, toqui.
nadie, güey. Que no digan nada, güey.
Mike hears repetitive knocking at the door, and as he immediately answers it, there's no one there. But it seems that whatever was at his workplace followed him home, and now he has just let it inside his house. Because about 5 days later, this happens.
Otra vez están escuchando ruidos, pero ahora vienen de aquí de la oficina. Escuchaba como que arrastraban cosas o movían algo, pero no, no se ve nada. La neta sí, sí me da miedo. Y ese pinche Superman no estaba en el piso. ¿Hay alguien aquí? A la virga, güey, ¿qué pido? ¡Hijo de su puta madre!
The skateboard moves on its own, and then a toy falls off the table. Something bad happened at his workplace many years ago, and since then, many of the employees have heard strange sounds, believing it's haunted. Now it seems to have followed Mike home. Subscribe and hit that bell icon so you never miss an upload. The Unexplained. In the following video, a man named Daniel had been hearing strange unexplainable noises in his house for the past 4 weeks. One day, Daniel was on his PC just relaxing when he hears a sound again. This time, he pulls his phone out to record it. Watch closely.
Alright, people. I don't know what exactly is going on here, but there's been a lot of weird noises happening in my house, and I can't explain them whatsoever. Down this hallway is where it usually happens. From the bathroom here to the bedroom. So about 2.5 weeks ago, I was just sitting in my lounge room, just on my computer, chilling, watching some YouTube, and I heard footsteps track from about here, going into the bedroom, even though the door was closed. Like, no shit, I was sitting here by myself, right there on my setup, and all that. The fuck was that? Are you hearing that? Did you just fucking hear that? Just as I'm talking about it. Come on, happen again. Come on. Keep going. Keep it going. Sounds like someone's trying to open this door. Bear in mind, there are no windows open in here. There are no windows or doors open in here right now, so I can't explain what is happening. I keep hearing footsteps, doors fluttering. These lights seem to flicker every now and then, but I'm just thinking that's an electrical issue. Me again. Hold on. There's no one. What the fuck, I swear to God. I don't know what's going on, but something's going on in here and it's interesting and I love it. It's amazing. Peace out.
Strange sounds can be heard coming from around the house and movement in the room can also be heard. But after opening the door, the room appears empty. Daniel has no idea what's causing the strange paranormal phenomena, but finds the activity interesting. After seeking help from a medium and priest, they both advised him to move houses after sensing negative energy. Daniel is yet to post an update ever since, so like with most videos, this one remains a mystery. Now, if you want to see the story of a woman who owns and stays alone in a 1700s haunted Airbnb, just watch this video. Just click the thumbnail on screen to watch this video now. I hope you enjoyed this video, and I'll see you over in the next one.